The Environmental Protection Agency just put out a list of 10 high-priority chemicals. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. These are the first chemicals the agency will review for risks to human health and the environment under a new law that Congress passed this summer. The law is an overhaul of the nation's chemical safety regulations. It's called the Toxic Substances Control Act, or TSCA. It covers chemicals in all kinds of consumer products, things like furniture and cleaning products. It doesn't cover food, drugs, cosmetics, or pesticides. Those come under other regulations. Jim Jones is with the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention.
The old law put us in the position of if we saw something that gave us concern, we could stop its entry into the market. It was somewhat of a defensive posture.
He says the previous law was much weaker, and it limited EPA's authority to restrict chemicals that aren't safe.
The new law requires us to make an affirmative finding that it is safe to go onto the market, which is a very different kind of finding.
So now, he says EPA is conducting safety reviews of chemicals already on the market. These first 10 chemicals come from a list of 90 chemicals EPA considers a priority to study first.
They were selected because of known hazards and known exposures associated with them.
Asbestos is on this list, and so is 1,4-dioxane. 1,4-dioxane is the same chemical that's contaminating groundwater in Ann Arbor. Jones says the safety review could have an effect on the future of that cleanup.
It certainly could influence it in the sense that the science that we're going to develop to evaluate 1,4-dioxane would be completely relevant to a cleanup standard. It doesn't create a cleanup standard per se, but it would be certainly relevant to it.
The state of Michigan recently issued an emergency rule to tighten up the cleanup standards for 1,4-dioxane. The American Chemistry Council did not make anyone available for a taped interview for this story. But in an email statement, the group says a chemical's inclusion in this first group of 10 chemicals does not in and of itself indicate anything about the safety of the chemical. Rebecca Munich joins me now. She's the deputy director of the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me today.
If we take a step back here, we had a previous version of this law, this chemical safety law in place, and it has just been updated this year. What are the changes? What's significant about that?
Some of the most significant things are that the law never really had enough teeth to regulate the chemicals that go into the products that we use every day. For example, in the 90s, there were attempts to ban asbestos, which we know is a known human carcinogen, causes mesothelioma and asbestosis, but EPA couldn't ban all uses of asbestos under previous TSCA. Now, they are looking at asbestos again, and we're hopeful that they can really slam the door on this nasty chemical and get it out of commerce.
What's significant about the new law that you think gives it more teeth in that way?
The new law, there are better opportunities for the risk assessments to be done on these chemicals. And under the new law, EPA actually has, they don't have to have such a high burden. There's no cost-benefit analysis, I guess is the best way to explain it. So the hazard is high enough, the risk is high enough after the risk assessment for a chemical like asbestos, they can ban it, whereas that was not possible previously.
So that's a huge change.
It is a huge change. It puts health in the forefront and not the economic question in terms of regulating chemicals.
Rebecca Munich is the Deputy Director of the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.